Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, it's 2022. What's going on?
Welcome back, Nick.
Welcome back. Well, there was a prompt there I was supposed to read.
This is going to take us a while to get into this. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Anyway, we'll get on the ball, I promise.
We took a few weeks off over the holidays, and now we're back at it. So you ready to get down to work now?
Heck yeah, let's do this. So I want to begin with some economic data out of the city. Over the last 12 months, O'Fallon added $72.5 million in new and reconstructed developments. And while this is down from $90 million in 2020, there was a lot of important individual metrics that were up. So okay, let's talk about those. O'Fallon annexed 104 acres into the city boundaries. Now, annexation is the term for when you add land. So these are generally probably areas on the outskirts that were maybe an unincorporated county, okay, and they're planning at some point to be developed. So in order to tap into the city's water and sewer and the like, the land has to get annexed in. And this 104 acres is compared to just 48 acres in 2020. So we expanded our geographic footprint by about 1%.
Okay.
Fun fact, O'Fallon is approximately 15.67 square miles or 9,920 acres.
Interesting.
How's that? Another important metric is housing. And the city approved 305 new lots for residential properties, and that is 159 more than the prior year. And then commercially, I think the biggest area of economic development were the shops at Richland Creek. Now, we've covered those a lot on the podcast over the last 10 months.
Yeah.
They are the development over at Greenmount and Frank Scott Parkway. So there's the Popeyes, the Five Guys Burgers, and there's an urgent care clinic that's finishing up construction now. That entire development there cost about $12.5 million. And between the employment opportunities and the sales, I think it's going to be a big driver of commerce now that that's just about done.
Yeah.
And then
it's been busy.
It has been very busy. And then the other big development commercially is the Highway 50 office suite, which is home to the new eye surgery center.
Okay.
And that's open now because I know a gal who had her cataract surgery done there.
Oh,
so
cool.
That was a $6 million project.
Whoa. Wait, her cataract surgery cost $6 million?
No. The building was $6 million.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Sorry. I probably could have said that better.
I see. So, all right. Anyway, I'm like, well, so can she now. Anyway, so looking ahead to 2022, if we fast forward to December, how might things look different?
Okay. There are three big social venues and community spaces in the works, and I cannot wait for them to open. And I want to preface this discussion by saying that all of these are currently in the planning process, and they haven't received final approval, so things are subject to change. But the first is a large entertainment facility that is planning to go into the old Gold Gym building over on Central Park across from Menards. Everything is preliminary, and it's still in the planning phase, but it is set to feature a full restaurant and bar with a variety of indoor games. So mini golf, axe throwing, cornhole, and a miniature bowling alley.
Cool.
And then the applicant is also proposing a self-serve beer wall. And here's how that would be set to work. So you show proof of age, and then you buy a controlled key card. Think about like something that's similar to your hotel key.
Okay.
And then you go around to these digital beer taps and you tap your key and then you get to try all the different beverages.
Cool.
So it's a really big facility and I think it has the potential to have so much going on. So I think it's going to be a great space for gatherings and parties.
Definitely.
And then another development in the planning process is happening in downtown O'Fallon. John and Emily Greenstreet are part of the ownership team of Bike Surgeon, and the two of them have recently purchased the old labor union building at the corner of First Street and Cherry across from Peel. It is a 3,200 square foot building and a really nice outdoor lot that will eventually house a beautiful patio and garden space. Chad Schwartz is the energy behind the fun Facebook page, Chad About Town. If you don't follow him, you should. And he posted some great information about this new development. So according to Chad, the Green Streets have partnered with the founders of Grit and Tonic, which is a fantastic restaurant in Lebanon. And this downtown location will be their second restaurant. And then the dining concept will feature French-Asian fusion cuisine.
Huh.
Ooh, say that three times. they'll have cocktails that will be based on fresh ingredients and classic recipes using a mixology technique. So Chad says, plan now for great new eats and drinks in downtown O'Fallon in 2022.
Cool.
And then finally, the third social space that's under development is in Shiloh, and it's called June's. It is a community-centered breakfast bar and patio with a seasonal walk-up window. Their motto is Modern Breakfast with Midwestern Roots, and it is in the location of the former Shiloh Valley Girl. You know where that is, Nick, over there on Main Street.
Yeah.
The vibe of it looks amazing. We're going to post some pictures of that on our Instagram, so check that out. It is set to have a counter service breakfast bar with indoor and patio seating, an in-house bakery, coffee and breakfast cocktails, small plates, and patio bites. And then also in the planning is a seasonal walk-up window, perfect for like a post bike ride snack or evening drinks with friends. We'll link to their Facebook page in our show notes, and you're going to want to follow along this journey because it has been really fun watching what owners Liz and John have been doing over there.
Cool.
So all of these proposed eateries, Nick, remind me of something that I've been meaning to mention to listeners and I just keep forgetting. And that is that the Chamber maintains a restaurant and catering guide. It is on our website, and then we have some printed brochures in our office. It is a really complete list of local restaurants broken down by type. So catering, coffee, fine dining, pizza, you name it.
Well, I know restaurant information is available online. Like you can Google restaurants near me, but even that is subject to the internet algorithm. So you don't necessarily get a complete idea of food places all around you.
Exactly. And that's why I like sharing this guide, because it's great for when you have, you know, friends and family in town and they want to try something local. So we'll link to this restaurant guide in the show notes. And along those lines, some places that'll get added to the restaurant guide in 2022 will be High Point Restaurant. If you've driven on Highway 50, you've seen that that building is going up. And then beginning within the next week, Edley's Barbecue should be breaking ground. And that will be in the lot of the former lumberyard over there on Cambridge Boulevard and Highway 50 across from Walgreens. And then we have two coffee shops that we've mentioned on the show before. On the east end of town, there's going to be Ziggy's, and that'll be by the McKendry Metro Recplex. And okay. Then Scooters will be on the west end of town by IHOP and the Sleep Inn. Both will be drive-through shops only.
Okay. Well, that's some good development news. It'll be fun a year from now to look back and see how what we're sharing right now actually looks when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know anything else?
I do. I want to offer congratulations to the newly announced Leadership Institute class of 2022. Lead-In is the Chamber's young professionals group that meets once a month for 9 months to learn all about the things that build our community. The application process wrapped up and a committee selected this year's group. And every year I worry that the incoming class won't be as fun or engaging as previous classes, but every year I am so wrong. This next group looks phenomenal. And what I get most excited about is I don't know a lot of these names. These people apply and I'm like, who are these people? But that's the best part. I feel like we're finding these stealth leaders who have been out there this whole time, but maybe they just didn't have a way to showcase their interest in community leadership until now. So our first lead-in meeting is at the end of the month, and I can't wait. No doubt. I just feel like it's going to be another great year.
Great. So what's on the calendar for this week?
Next Thursday, January 13th, is Brian Keller Day in the downtown district. You all know we are big fans of Brian.
We are.
He is the president of the O'Fallon Historical Society, and he volunteers his time working with the downtown district, Vine Street Market, and other organizations. He is truly one of a kind, just like our O'Fallon community. So next Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m., you are invited to celebrate Brian Keller Day with hot chocolate and a trivia challenge. Participants can pick up a trivia card at Fairchild starting at 4 p.m. and then visit different downtown businesses while sipping hot chocolate and answering trivia questions about downtown O'Fallon. And then you can turn in your trivia card at Bike Surgeon when you've completed the challenge for your chance to win some prizes. And I'll link to more of those details in the show notes. But Nick, outside of that, there just does not seem to be a lot happening right now.
Yeah.
I think people are coming down from the holiday high and just maybe laying low these next few weeks. So I really couldn't find much else to promote this time.
Yeah, it's rough running a newspaper at this time of year.
I bet. Just not a lot happening right now.
No. So regarding that, if you have upcoming events, reach out and let us know. We're more than happy to include them in future episodes. And on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.